Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Krisis, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Ches. The Mishnah will now tell us another Shiloh that Rabbi Akiva asked Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua in the same meat market. Again, let's try to understand. The son of the Nasi is getting married. This is like they have to order meat for the biggest chas in the country. You ask a Shiloh, the world stops. Zaytun Zacharayin and learning. Now, what was this Shiloh? Maybe you remember this in Masechtas Chulin. There's a limb over here that was taken from the animal when it was still alive. So that's Evrim Menachai. If the limb was totally disconnected from the animal, it's Metame. Just like an Avela is Metame. Rebbe Akiva wanted to know about a limb that's not totally disconnected. It's like dangling. So V'oid Sha'al on Rebbe Akiva, and Rebbe Akiva also asked Rebbe Gamliel and Rebbe Yeshua the next Shaila. Eivor HaMiduldol. A limb that is like hanging, babehema, mahu, what is the din? Is it mitama? Does it give off tuma? Like a limb that is completely disconnected from the animal or not? Amr loy, so they said to him, loy shemanu. We didn't hear exactly the shaila you're asking. Aval shemanu, but we did hear another halacha, and you can learn this halacha from that halacha. If there's a limb that is hanging from a person, from a live person, it's tahar, even though it's only a little bit connected. Mukeshchin were people Nabuch that had the sickness that caused their limbs to fall off, Rachman al-Itzlan. These people wanted to make sure they'll be able to eat the Karban Pesach. Even though the dangling limb is not metame them, but on Yom Tov, it was a terrible tsar. It was ma'us. They would have rather that it was surgically removed than dangling. But if they take it off, then as it comes off, they're touching it. And they're going to become tame. But what could they do to make sure they're tahar at the time of the Karban Pesach? Now they can go to a doctor, and the doctor can take it off, but then he'll be tame. So what could they do to prevent both the doctor and the patient from becoming tummy? So they had a procedure. It doesn't sound very easy to stomach, but it also shows the chavivas the Klal Yisrael had from mitzvahs. Even though they were in such tsar, they still wanted to do the Karban Pesach, and the Karban Pesach still carried them into a different world. So this is what they did. So Rebbe Akiva says, Shekacha yemukei shchin b'yishalayim oisen. The mukei shchin, the people that were suffering from this shchin, these kind of boils, which causes their limbs to fall off. Hoylechle Erev Pesach, Etzel HaRoifa. They would go to the doctor in Erev Pesach. V'choytchoy, and the doctor would cut through the limb that was Nebuch sick. Atshehu meniach boi kisa'ira, but he wouldn't totally disconnect it. He would leave over a small piece. It was connected by, like a barley corn. That's how small the piece was. But it was still connected to the body. And then v'toychavai besira. Teichbe means to push in. He would press the limb into like a pole or a spike that was connected to the ground. V'hu nimshach mimenu. The patient would pull away from it. And that would cause the limb to come off without touching or carrying it. Now, because he pulled away quickly in one shot, so there was no touching at the time that it separated. And the patient remained tar. And he could make his Karban Pesach. And the doctor could make his Karban Pesach. So although the doctor and the patient were in contact with this limb when it was still hanging, they remained tahar. And they did it this way because they didn't want to become tame. They didn't want to have any contact with the limb once it was disconnected. It would appear to us that it's a kalvachaymer. If the limb dangling from a person. Now, a person can become tame when he's alive, but that doesn't give over tumah because it's still a little bit connected. So a limb dangling from an animal, which never becomes tummy when the animal is alive. Vade, that won't give over any tumah. So chazing over our Mishnah, Masechtas Krisus, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, in the meat market, when they were purchasing the meat for the chasen of Rabbi Gamliel's son. An aver that's hanging by a behema, an aver that's totally removed from a behema, is aver menachai, and it's metama. So what is the din if it's hanging by a thread? So we let Rabbi Yeshua answered, we don't have a Messiah on that particular halacha, but we can tell you by an Abraham Medoldel Ba'adam, a limb that's hanging from a thread by a person, that it's still tar, because the Mukesh Shchin in Yerushalayim, who didn't want dangling limbs, Nebuch on Yom Tev, but if they would have it removed, so they would be touching it as it removed, either them or the doctor, somebody won't be able to bring the carbon Pesach. So what they would do is, they would go Erev Pesach to the doctor, would cut it up until a certain point, mamash leave just the Sa'ira, and then they would insert it in a kites that was connected to the ground, and he would yank away without touching it as it was being released. So that's true for a person that, even if it's hanging by a thread, it's not metamehim, the same is true for a behema. How do we know that? We see in general, an Adam is more likely to be tummy than a behema. An Adam can become tummy even when he's alive. There's no such a thing as a live behema that's tummy. So if by the Adam, the dangling limb is not metamehim, for sure by the behemoth.